Welcome, dear learners. Welcome in this module on literature review. This module is focused on the literature databases. So far, we covered what is the literature review, what is the importance of literature review, and what are the very basic steps of doing an effective and quality literature review. In this particular module, we are going to cover the literature databases. After completing this module, you will be able to know and use the various literature databases for your literature review. In the lesson plan, we will be covering this module under the heads of major databases, subscription-based and free databases, national and international databases, and using these databases. Now, let us take one by one. Let us first of all see the major classification of these databases. These major databases may be classified either subscription-based or free databases. In the subscription-based databases, the major databases are Scopus, which is a multidisciplinary database, Web of Science, again a multidisciplinary database, Social Science Citation Index, which is a part of Web of Science, is a social science indexed database, EBSCOhost, again multidisciplinary, ProQuest, multidisciplinary one, and IEEE Explore covers engineering and computer science subjects. In the free databases, PubMed, Medline for medical and biomedical, AJOL, that is Africa Journal Online, multidisciplinary, HubMed for medicine, Google Scholar, we know very well, that is multidisciplinary, JSTOR, General Storage for sciences, Microsoft Academics, multidisciplinary one, Mendeley, again multidisciplinary, DOAJ, DOAB, and Open Access Directory, and Directory of Open Access Repository, all are multidisciplinary one. Now let us take the very first database, which is one of the largest databases covering various subjects, covering various contents, including scholarly articles of journals, books, conference, proceedings, etc. Friends, Scopus is a multidisciplinary database. It covers science, technology, medical, biomedical, social sciences, humanities in their database. Dear learners, this database, Scopus, is updated daily with 60 million records from more than 21,500 journals by more than 360 publishers. Citation detail is available for each article and reference list with link for most of the articles. What are the functions? Searching is the most important function. Managing citations and provides the authors with the My Scopus account. Let us take a sample topic. With this topic, we will try to understand the Scopus database. Say, for example, in the sample topic, we have taken what is the effect of e-cigarette on smoking behavior. What you'll do? Select the keywords, phrases, e-cigarette, electronic cigarette, electronic cigarettes, and smoking behavior. All are under code. And Scopus allows phrase searching and wildcards. What is the phrase search? We have studied earlier also, little bit. Let's remind you. Double quote will search for fuzzy phrases. It will search for both singular and plural. For example, heart attack will find heart attack and heart attacks both. Curly bracket will search for the specific subject only. If you have enclosed heart attack in the curly brackets, it will search only for heart attack. What is the wild card? Wild cards are using asterisk. Asterisk replaces characters. For example, tox asterisk you have used. It will search for toxic, toxin, toxicity, etc. Now, go to the document search. Type the keywords. Use or. Click the type of document you want to search from drop-down list. We selected article, title, abstract, keywords. Then click on plus sign to add more operators like and. Type next set of keywords. Smoking behavior. If required, limit the search for date range, document type required. Here, the search yielded 48 articles with latest on top. You can see the information, title, author, journal, abstract. Here, you can see the left navigation bar. It gives more choices or filters for language, year, author, subject area, etc. Access the PDF HTML of the article. Dear learners, let me summarize this section for you. Literature databases are the source of huge information for the literature review in a single platform. These databases may be subscription-based or the free. Among the subscription databases, Scopus, Web of Science, Social Science Index, EBSCOhost, ProQuest, IEEEX are some of the major databases which are either the multidisciplinary or addressing some specific subjects. So you choose the literature database on the basis of your need and whether you have the access to those databases or not. Then comes the free databases. PubMed, HubMed, Google Scholar, Microsoft Academic, etc. And the open access journals and their directory are also the very useful, important free databases. Scopus is one of the largest database, multidisciplinary one, which provide use of Boolean search, advanced search filters for getting your literature review in the time-saving mode with good quality and with good focusing on your specific topic. So use the Scopus if you have the subscription base of that literature database. Ask your librarian if you are having the subscription of the Scopus. We will be covering the next database in the next section.